guy go down.
Yeah.
I was used to a little more Swedish type of shiva, you know. You go to down, you forget about everything else. I kept down some things for about a minute or two, and then I went to down.
Okay.
We didn't miss anything, but just the attitude towards davening was a little bit different than where I was used to. Mm-hmm. Like you're saying over here, so, but you gotta go down now, so you drop everything. I didn't get that impression, which was me, by me, Chiddush.
So I want to repeat something over, because I'm not sure I held the thing in the right way. So you came about over 50 years ago, you came from Hassan Seifer.
I came from Hassan Seifer, who at that time, and later on it changed, but at that time the Rashi was Rabbi Yom Pala,
right,
who was a Talmud of the Brisker Rav.
Right. Right.
And then...
Where was it located at that time?
Hassan Seifer?
Yeah.
East Side.
East Side. You from the East Side? Originally?
I lived at that time. I lived in Eastside. I lived before that. I lived in Brunswick.
Uh-huh. You know Rabbi Rosenhan?
What? Again?
Rosenhan.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's here, you know.
I know. He also spoke to me. So so you know him from the East Side or from here?
Oh, East Side, I don't know. I never saw him in my life. Uh-huh. I saw him in Lakewood.
Uh-huh.
He was also a little bit older than me, not much older.
So let's talk more about the experiences with Rabbi and the yeshiva.
The shiurim, I was very, it's very. Had a great impact that the older was the mandoma that's the chulik, what does he hold? And then again, why doesn't the tanya or the moya that's chulik with him, why doesn't he hold that swara and back and forth? Like I never used to so much like the shirim.
Mm-hmm.
The shirim were very strong.
What?
The shiurim were very strong, even though I could say I always had to come out on Chazor, though I started understanding it.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Agav, may I have seen, he used to stay over the shiurim,
right,
later on. Yaakov Shul was really not there, Mr. Moshe Hirsch, Moshe Hirsch,
yeah.
He also used to stay over. I used to listen to May I have seen.
Yeah.
I used to wonder how he has the kayach to take a complicated shear,
yeah,
and sometimes he would rearrange it so once it hit it, should be able to understand it better. Here's the kasha, and half an hour later they give it to us, you don't remember what the kasha was. So he would rearrange it to make it more simple. And it was by me a big surprise. I was able to remember it, and not only remember it, to rearrange it in a way that should be easy to understand. Mm-hmm. Agav, he also used to listen to the Chazos Asher, from they have seen Moshe Kalbach.
Moshe Kalbach. Where is he from?
You don't know Moshe Kalbach. He's also here in Lakewood.
Huh?
He's also here in Lakewood.
He's in Lakewood, you mean?
What?
He's in Lakewood.
He was in Lakewood in America, but now he's in Lakewood here.
I don't know if I spoke to him or not. I tried to get him, I couldn't get him for some reason.
I came to Lakewood a little bit before him, but then he came after us.
That's
then
right.
He came here from Detroit.
That's right, he's from Detroit.
What?
Yeah, that's right, he's from Detroit. And so who else did you associate with here? Other people?
I had other cycles to Yaakov Shiv.
Uh-huh.
He once asked me, didn't he? Might see him with a hamapil because he was super able to fall asleep.
Oh, yeah, what was the outcome?
If he fell asleep or not, I don't know. I was with him, so it didn't matter.
Yeah.
Well, it was also a little surprise that he's been medagdic so much in Halacha that they make sure he say a matter. It was also a little chiddush.
Yeah. It's a different...
What?
It's a different attitude.
He was there in the Shtakam Dagdag in Mitzvahs. Once he... In America, they don't light outside Chanukah Licht.
They don't light outside, right.
They're not. So you have that in the window.
Yeah.
Once he made a whole tachbulah to light by the door outside. The way I remember, the Rashi didn't like the fact that he was Mushana, made different than everybody.
I mean, he didn't like it, he went to that outside.
What? He wants to light outside, because the Alpiyah Loch is supposed to light outside. But the American guy said, no, then I was a Shemini, I don't know.
Nowadays, they have women hugging already.
Yeah? People light outside.
Some people do that, some people do otherwise. It's not settled.
What's that story with the Rosh Hashiva?
Yeah.
I found a cook, which was an Amona, using a fleshless spoon to mix a coffee. Milk and coffee. So I went to Rosh Hashiva, I think, how can you find out that I'm such a cook?
Yeah.
It doesn't take a look at what kind of spoon she uses.
Yeah, yeah.
He told me, speak to Rav Finkelstein, at that time was the Nayan Meshek.
Oh, you mean Benjamin Finkelstein?
Huh?
Benjamin Finkelstein?
I don't remember his first name.
Yeah. He was taken here.
Yeah, I think he lived in Newark.
That's the one. He used to live here, and now he moved to Muncie.
He's right, he moved to Muncie.
Yeah.
Anyway, but I don't remember if he said Ruman Hashem, or he didn't say Ruman Hashem, but he told me twice, he repeated it, he should speak to her B'loshen Rako. And again he said, speak to B'loshen Rako, because a fleshig spoon in a milkig coffee is a sofik, is a drabonon. And to be Messiah, Amono is a bad use of the Raisa.
Right here. So, now you said certain things at Sifa. You wanted to say them over.
But this is one of the things I think I mentioned. The Rashid had a minig. I don't exactly know for sure why, but maybe I could guess. He always used to follow the Sefer Torah till the Bima.
Yeah.
With Elaine. Always bli Yitzim Naklal. He always give a tug, the mapa that's on top of the Bima, to straighten out Kidu. Always. I imagine, I touched it all, that he wanted to be Mechabit Sefer Torah, be Meshamish, Maise Shimush. So, every Yitzim Nakal, always would follow Sefer Torah till the Bima and give a tug to be straightened out the mapper. Always.
Okay, what else? Other experiences?
I didn't stay over, I don't think.
That doesn't matter.
You're saying it now. What?
You're saying it now, it's good.
Again?
Whatever you're saying now is good.
Okay. I didn't remember more things.
What else? What other things?
I want to. Okay. The Asmod of the Shiva.
Yeah.
I remember once he was going to have the show. And the whole island was there in the airport. At that time, people used to be able to go into the airport.
Yeah.
Inside. And the whole issue was there. And he said, over a shtickle to your mom, it's
yeah.
Usually a person that's about to board the plane, like a toad in the Machshav, it's hard to speak in the Vitae.
I mean, even while he was boarding the plane, he was still speaking.
He was about, you know, they had to wait a few minutes, and I was saying, oh, shit, he wasn't there, he wasn't in the airport. By my chasana, which was, by the way, the little chasana that he attended.
Where was it?
Where it was?
Yeah.
Broadway Central.
There
was such a hotel, if you know.
I know, I used to go there.
You used to go there?
I mean, there was chasanas or whatever.
Anyway, so people sit around by the Kabbalah's Ponim, doing nothing exactly, just eating cake and drinking soda with it. So she was sitting there, and said, well, Saiti Mateo was, sitting around doing nothing.
So he gave Musa to the island.
He did give Musa to the island, but told me, the chassan said, tell you, people listen, maybe.
I mean, she had told you to say Torah.
He told me. That's what he told me. That's what he did. Not that I listened. I should didn't listen. I was that I says to tumult. Keter, he made Siddur Kedushin, and he left faster than usual because one of his feelings were good. Mm-hmm. Next morning.
What month was that?
What?
What month was that?
It's the Cheshvan Chof Hei Cheshvanberg.
Wait, Cheshvan?
I killed him with Tishrei.
Tishrei, because he was already not well.
Yeah, he got, right away, next morning he chalished in the shul.
Right.
Took him to the hospital and he never came out.
Right.
Was after,
that was after Sukkot or before?
After Sukkot.
That's right.
The night of Chutzos, you have Simchas Torah, day after Sukkot, and the night after.
So your chassam was like a day after Sukkot?
Yeah, right.
After Simchas Torah.
And if a woman made it so fast, so soon, he would not already been able to come. Anyway, at one time I asked him before, I asked him when I should make the chasana. So he mentioned that some people hold end of the month is not such a lechatchila, not a seven bracha.
Why?
So he said, once it's in Cheshvan, so then you're not a whole while from learning.
So
the guest that's in bracha is on the Shabbat while I learn from learning. That's the biggest seven bracha.
Before the Zman.
What?
He wanted to do it before the Zman started.
Before the Zman, and the Yavet, he said, even the first day of Shoytish. The Yavet. Nice, I made it earlier.
Okay.
So it came out, the oil didn't have to. Then it was Savi New York at the time. Another thing that happened that time was the Cuban crisis.
I remember.
You know what that is?
Yeah, I was there. I was at Yisrael during the crisis.
How old are you?
I'm 67,
68. Ah,
right, so
you're not much younger than me.
Yeah, I was there. I was by Leviah, too.
Oh, yeah, I wasn't. I was by New York, not in
I just happened to be there.
What did you learn?
At that time, I was in Karen Biavna.
I'm
choking a little bit. What'd you say? Repeat that.
At that time, bombed by Mahasana, the threat, a serious threat of World War.
I remember. I was listening to the radio. But with the missile crisis.
What happened was that
Khrushchev.
Cuba became communist,
right?
And Russia and Cuba was masking, going to send atomic missiles to Cuba.
Right.
And Cuba is very close to America,
right.
And whoever is first in an atomic war, usually that's it. There's no way afterwards. So, Kennedy was surrounded the Russian ship, or ships, I don't know. American ships that didn't let them go by them,
right?
Which is an act of war, you know, about boats on the sea.
Yeah.
And there's the question was, well, how Russia is going to react.
Right.
And people were not scared. So, at that time, the Shiva, I didn't know personally, that he wanted the Shiva to go back to Lakewood, even though it's Ben Azmanim, right after Sukkot, to learn, to save the world.
Right. That's Yes, and then what other things that did you set over?
Excuse me?
By that, you set things over.
I was trying to touch up what was the Shiva's kayak to mamash change America and even the whole world. The matter in that time was, you know, what are you going to do when you finish learning? I rabbi, Diane, Mama Sheikhet.
Yeah.
The highest class in yeshivas was the smicha class, you know.
Yeah.
Smicha. There's no such thing as just learning.
Right.
Rav Taller, when I was still in Chasan Sofer, said that the yeshiva not only made a shinui legabe his own yeshiva in Lakewood, but all yeshivas, because now a yeshiva man had a future.
Yeah.
Before that, no, what's going to be afterwards? No one wants to run a tachlis. So, yeshiva, say, what am I going to do? How am I going to earn a living?
Right.
So you have to use the learning for some kind of a parnasa.
Right.
He changed that whole thing, that attitude, that you learn, because those are the tachlis when I mentioned to learn and Torah. Those are the tachlis from the bunch of animals. That's what wants from the person. He changed, Mama changed America. What was his koyach? So I tried to touch up with what koyach he did. In my opinion, the koyach was his chashivus for Torah. He was machshiv Torah legabe himself, legabe others, above everything else in the world. Moreover, even by mitzvahs, he said, the Yerushalmi, call mitzvahs of Torah, any shavuos, dover echot shavuot Torah. All the mitzvahs of Torah are not worth one divrei
Torah.
He used to mamish believe it and feel it and act it and teach it to his talmidim. Nothing more chashuv than learning Torah. You don't have to give a reason. I'm gonna be a rabbi. I'm gonna be a this. I'm gonna be a that. No, you're learning because kasher sivan Hashem elokoi. This was his koyach. His chashivus and chavivus for learning was so stark that it carried over to all the medium and it changed mamash. I think it changed America.
Mm-hmm.
The Marshal, there was once the Elie Abdan gave the Dosha in Lakewood.
Yeah.
I wasn't there yet. So among the things he said, if you learn a certain amount, you have to go out and toif. By Yiddishkeit.
He said that.
What?
He said that, but the Rosh Hashiva was there.
Anyway, the Rosh Hashiva gave a shmuz right here, that's right here. And his name, you want to toif by Yiddishkeit? You sit in the harbor and learning. That's how you toy for Yiddish cat. That's more than anything. God will tell me to tell you guys on Salas and Fushes. The mice, all the Lakewood, the Coyles, and the Yeshivas that became made, one of that shit, you go into, let's say, establish a Yeshiva or a Coyle in a strange town. And then you sit and learn, and slowly, it's much beyond the whole place, and the whole place becomes changed. Like Lakewood itself. When I came to Lakewood, I'm a supik, I'm reading a supik with the dominion of Shemir Shabbos, Balbatim.
You're probably right.
Lakewood was a bunch of hotels, weekend hotels. And I'm not sure, but I don't know. Again, I'm assuming about the Shemir Shabbos of all the people there. Anyway, what is it now? Like with all Yiddish start, a giant Yiddish start, and all the beginners.
Were you ever here lately?
What?
Were you ever here?
No. But in my time, there was no battle of Kolovi Store in Lakewood.
That's right.
There was no kosher food, anything. You had to bring it from New York.
Right.
I also want to honest way I heard. touch for it. Is this the Lord of the land? And that's the whole world changes because of that. The town changes, the area changes. And that, the choir they did that was the choir to do this is this Hashivus and Chavivus Satoya. Everybody saw that in by him a minute of learning his garlic, the marshal, Leza Kuberman.
Yeah.
Cousin, his Mayor Stern, was getting married, I think, in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Leza Kuberman came to Lakewood not in his early years, in later years. He was already an accountant.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah, sure.
Shiva told him, actually, Mr. Beck, your cousin, the Michael Zion, he took a Sachfa felt. You missed a lot because you went to study accounting.
Yeah.
It's me, Michael, that you all go to the Hasanek. It takes a few days, all the way to Chicago, I think it was.
He'll
be Michael. And he didn't want to be out there. He should go to a person, go to his cousin's cousin's chassan, go to the little tiger. Anybody that ever, at one time when I was there, not the whole time, there was a clown that you want to go to New York, you have to ask your shoes.
Yeah.
It goes for Shabbos to New York.
Mm-hmm.
Kids, when anybody would go over to a shiva, to ask your shoes to go to New York, you must be al kadida the voshes. The chokhmah of the tzeivachim is if you don't put it off 1 week, so the whole week is going to be thinking about going to New York next week.
Mm-hmm.
You put it 2 weeks, so forget about it, and you might not go. Even after 2 weeks, you might not go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's very good.
Yeah, it's married. You can sort of have more there, and the chashivus of Tayyar and the chavivus of Tayyar. And the asmodeb and the chashivus and the chavivus go together. If you really hold his kashas, why do you even battle? He wasn't out of battle.
Did he hold like this, like for everybody or just people who were in the yeshiva?
The
Malabatim, they ask, you know, is the Malabatim Shavelt?
About the
boss
to sit and learn all day.
I'm just saying, like, they considered, like, a Madaf Hub and Baal Batam is in it. You understand what I'm saying?
Don't about Baal Batam, never about Baal Batam, what you should do, if you don't change them into people that Baal Batam change them into
Mnei
Teyeh.
Yeah.
It's not so easy.
I see. It means people are already on the track. Or anybody.
I don't know, but in yeshiva, you have somebody to talk to.
Uh-huh.
Don't mention it. I got this once, a younger man who became sick, a very, I don't know, modern sickness, nerve sickness. Yeah. He himself said, I'm a Lampnish Meisman.
Uh-huh.
This younger man was lifted later.
Right.
As it was my kid that Bittul Teyer, you know, every Baal Bas Hashon doesn't learn all the time that he has is Hashon Chai Misa. A person has a shaykhus to learning and has a gshmak in learning and understands learning and he doesn't learn, then it's a tainah.
Mm-hmm. Some people don't have patience.
People don't teach them that they're not the one brought up to learn. That's one reason why they can't learn, is because they have no patience.
You know what I'm saying? Some people who, they went to yeshivas, they never got...
Never got a geshmak.
Yeah.
Too much. Never.
Yeah, so that's... I mean, that's...
Well, this was a guy of a Chashu Yungiman at the time. I know what he went to do. He was never got so many tragedies.
Mm-hmm.
He had a daughter, a cute little daughter.
Yeah.
And one side side of the face was completely like a birthmark, a red birthmark. Yeah. It was very terrible looking. Mm-hmm. One side of the face, the other side was terrible.
Mm-hmm.
He himself said, I'm an anti-Schweizman.
It's a real experience. So what are you doing now? When did you go to Eretz Yisrael?
Excuse me?
When did you go to Eretz Yisrael?
When did I go? About 40 years ago.
40 years ago?
Maybe.
You went directly from Lakewood, or were you in between?
Again?
You went directly from Lakewood to Eretz Yisrael, or you did something in between?
Lakewood, I went to Brisk.
To Brisk. And where? In Brisk and Eretz Yisrael?
Yeah.
So,
there's such thing as Brisk in America?
I don't know. I hear. So you learn by whom in Brisk?
What?
Who did you learn by in Brisk?
Who I learned by?
Yeah.
Rabbi Yeshber. That's all.
You've been there ever since.
What?
Since then, that's where you live?
Again?
You've been there since then, continuously.
Well, sure.
And what do you do now?
Well, I'm supposed to learn.
You're supposed to learn?
In the morning, in Lakewood.
In the Lakewood, you see it?
In Lakewood East, where they go.
Yeah.
Definitely, I try to write some things.
Uh-huh, very good. Okay, so you have any summary statement to make about the whole experience? What to remember?
I remember the matzav then? It looks to me mamash single-handed she changed America.
Uh-huh.
Could be the whole world also.
When you say America, did he have any influence on Eretz Yisrael too?
I think he did, because good Bachran would come to Brisk afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
And in Brisk you have Brisk Derech and learning. But the Gabriel Hashivus of learning, people kept what they learned in Likud.
Mm-hmm.
And so there were good Bachran that, or you might, he came here with Alibert.
Yeah, right.
Michael came, learned in Brisk, and Shalom Shechter, and...
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you still have a shaykhus with Yankel Schiff?
If I have shaykhus still?
Yeah.
No special. I have to be married... I have to be married. I mean, his nephew... He married my daughter.
Do you think he will speak to me too?
I'm stupid. Could be not.
Yeah, I can get a hold of him.
Okay, the man is a devil, I don't know, it's a devil. He lives on the Chayf Takumoini.
Let me just write down, because I can look it up. How does he spell his name in Lashon Kodesh? Shin Yud Pei?
Shin Yud Pei.
And the first name is Yaakov, right?
Yaakov, yes.
And he lives on what street?
I want my daughter to look it up. 1 second. She's going to look it up if you want.
Okay. Yeah.
It might not be in the telephone book.
Oh, yes.
Rabbi Yaakov Shiv. Chayv Takimoni.
Okay, I can look that up. I have a computer. I looked your number up too, but your son gave it to me, so I wanted to make sure, so I looked it up on the computer, a basic phone book.
I don't know what a phone book has to do with the computer. Again,
no, so everything's on the computer. There's nothing not on the computer. Nothing's not on the computer anymore. Everything's on the computer.
It's not there. No, my daughter says there's a...
He's not listed. Okay.
Maybe that's what? Yaakov Shiv.
Maybe he asked you
It's higher that my Edom could give it.
Edom, where is he?
Edom is Berlin. Berlin